For most of our recorded human history, washing, taking a bath, or in these days more often than not, taking a shower, has always seemed to mean something more than merely getting clean. To be washed is refreshing. It is renewing. It is invigorating. When you think about it, taking a bath nearly always signifies a kind of boundary or a transition in our lives. When something over and past is finished, with all its accumulated grit and grime washed away, and when we get prepared for something pristine, cleaned up, a new beginning, a fresh start. So it's no wonder that Christian baptism uses the outward sign of washing to indicate the inward grace of a new life in Christ. Baptism truly washes away a former mode of existence. In baptism, we die to sin. In Christ, we certainly die to our old lives that led towards death. And when we come up from the waters, we are brand new, born again to a new life, built on love and moving towards life without end. Through our baptismal initiation into the life of Christ, into his victory in the resurrection, we are actually adopted by God as his children, and we are set free from the dominion of death and the devil. And this miracle of renewal depends entirely upon the presence, the grace, the power of Jesus Christ. But with all of that in mind, why in the world did Jesus himself undergo baptism in the River Jordan at the hands of his cousin, John the Baptist? At first glance, as Christian believers, the event we just heard about in today's gospel and celebrate in today's great Christmas feast might seem unnecessary, perhaps even inappropriate. Why in the world would Jesus Christ, who was the very Son of God and entirely without sin, be baptized by John? After all, John was only a lamp appearing before the true light from true light. John was only the herald pointing out the long-awaited Savior and Messiah. John was only the prophet proclaiming the very Word made flesh. John was only the friend welcoming the arrival of the bridegroom. John may have been the greatest man born of woman, but he was in the presence of the firstborn of all creation. Now, John himself protests, but Jesus insists. John baptized with water, but Jesus would baptize with the fire of the Holy Spirit. So why in the world did Jesus submit to baptism from the hands of his cousin John? The answer really has to do with the whole Christmas story, with the endless mystery of the incarnation, with the awesome reality of the Lord's appearance in the world and his manifestation to every nation. Remember what we celebrate, who God is, almighty, eternal, all holy, whose being is incomprehensible even to the angels. This boundlessly good God, out of love for us in Christ actually became like us in all things but sin. When the Word became flesh, the Creator deigned to enter creation so that what we are, broken human beings destined for death, could become a new creation, transformed into what God is, holy, good, and everlasting. When Jesus went down into the water, he was immersing himself in the reality he himself had made. Jesus therefore made holy the waters of baptism that would make us holy. Jesus was like fire plunged into the water, but his Godhead, his endless glory, the fire of the Holy Spirit could never be extinguished. It was the fire of God's love that makes the waters holy, life-giving, and regenerative for all humanity. Just as when the wise men came to worship and adore, just as later at Cana of Galilee, when the Lord manifested his first miracle and ordinary water became the rich and delicious wine of the kingdom, in Christ's baptism, the Lord manifested, revealed, proclaimed that he was God's Son and our Savior. And when he rose up from the waters, really, the whole world rose up with him. Remember what we just heard at his baptism. The skies opened, the Spirit descended, and the Father proclaimed, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." At our own baptism, it was this same life-giving truth that we were asked to acknowledge. Our baptism and our profession of faith actually makes us a part of Christ, the true Son of God. When we were washed in baptism, we were reborn. God adopted us as his own beloved children, and God began to see and love in us what he always sees and loves in his own Son. We were born once in the flesh, but in baptism we were reborn in the Spirit. We were anointed, consecrated as living temples of the Holy Spirit. We were clothed in a new life of grace. We were illuminated by the light of Christ so that we ourselves could be a light in the darkness of this world. We were called out of that old reality and set apart. We were commissioned to be disciples and witnesses, to love God with our whole heart, mind, strength, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Because as children of the Father, we have become brothers and sisters to everyone. So at this Mass, amidst the last of the great cycle of wonderful Christmas feasts, on this solemnity of the baptism of our Lord, we should all remember what happened when we were baptized, when we were washed clean by the abundant mercy of God. Today at this Mass, we can ask God to renew the awesome grace of our baptism, and we should be determined to live more than ever before as God's children, living lives of grace. God saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewed our very being through the gifts of the Holy Spirit that have been poured out upon us through Christ. Because we are now justified by his grace, we are heirs of heaven, and we should begin living that heaven right now, even here on earth. We should begin living a wondrous eternity, even as we remain in time. Everyone who believes that Jesus is Lord is begotten of God. And everyone who truly loves the Father, loves his Son, Jesus of Nazareth, as our Savior, as the Word made flesh. 2,000 years ago, at the River Jordan, that voice was heard from heaven. saying, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." This was the testimony of God the Father. But in just a little while, the liturgy of our church, in that moment just before we come to the altar to receive Holy Communion, we are actually asked to make a similar declaration. When we proclaim, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And at that moment, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. "Here is my servant whom I upheld, my chosen one, in whom I am well pleased." And so, on this holy day, filled with hope and longing, let us come to the Lord, just as truly present in the Eucharist as he was 2,000 years ago, by our baptism through water and the Holy Spirit, by our sharing in the gift of his precious body and blood, may we be set free from everything that still oppresses us. And nourished by the Lord, may we become more faithful to his teaching and never be separated from him who is the love of our lives, from our Lord and our God.